Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is David Linden.
Good morning again.
And we just had a wonderful conversation with Councilman Peter Zuckerman.
Yes.
And my hat's off to him for all that he does. I mean, we weren't pushing him, but he works very, very hard for his constituents, what ultimately turns out to be working for everybody in the town of North Hempstead.
Sure.
Because he brings something to the board, they all vote on it, so everybody benefits.
Yeah.
Our next guest is Amy Artuso, and Amy is a community safety expert at National Safety Council, and this is National Safety Month. So it's an interesting concept with the various things that people should be paying attention to. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure. I'm going to start it off with just asking you, how did you get involved with this? And what is community safety?
Oh, well, it's a huge umbrella. I cover a wide range of topics.
Okay.
I started in pediatrics many years ago. I've worked for Child and Youth Services with the Department of Defense and the Army. And I just feel very fortunate that this is one of those things you can't plan for. Over your career, things just evolve and you learn about different things, and I've been fortunate enough to now be with the National Safety Council for a few years, and our focus is just on my area is on overall home and community safety. I have a particular focus in child safety, but again, the entire family. Everybody lives together.
Right.
It takes a village.
Talking about safety, and I'm sure this doesn't come into it, but the terrible situation that happened in Florida a couple of days ago,
yes,
with the little boy and the alligator.
Oh.
Yes.
I mean, there was no accounting. I mean, it just, when I heard it, it was the day after the shooting, which was terrible enough. And
right.
It was just a sickening thing that, and that's not a safety issue, but then at the end of the day, you know, supposedly there's no swimming sign was up, which means what are you walking around there for? Not that you're expecting an alligator to come.
Right.
But there's
right.
consequences to everything. And so your point what you do is so very important because you're just trying to throw the red flags in front of people to say, be careful.
Right. Well, you know, staying active is so important, and we don't want people living in a bubble. But we do want to do is help raise awareness, educate people on simple things that they can do to try and to avoid those risks that are out there. And so live an active and safe life.
Yeah, Amy, I would think probably the most important, my opinion, most important thing is for people to stay aware, to be aware of possibilities, not walk around with a bag over their head, like with a little boy. I mean, you don't let a two-year-old wander around in water in Florida, which has alligators.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, every situation is different.
Yes.
And I don't know, you know, all the details of what was happening at the time. I can tell you children are fast. I'm sure in that environment there was a lot going on. But typically, we don't want to place blame.
Oh, no.
It's a hard enough situation. But typically, there are things that people can try and do to avoid different situations.
I have three grandchildren, but I have two boys, 5 and 2, and a 9-month-old girl. And sometimes I pick up the 5 and 2-year-old from daycare.
Right.
And just like 2 weeks ago, I had the two of them. I had their knapsacks. I'm going between a parked car and, you know, between me fitting through and everybody else, the 2-year-old takes off.
They're
and I
fast.
Scream for them. And fortunately, it's the parking lot within the school. So everybody's going slow. And I got to him just as he was breaching out from the two cars. Now, nobody was coming, but that's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been my fault. I was doing
they're
my best,
fast.
And boom, just like that, he ran. So,
you know, and they're so you're lucky that people go slow in your parking lot because that's not always the case,
I
even
agree.
In school zones.
Yes, true.
And a completely separate risk area is when you're doing something like that outside of your normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
That's when things like children dying, being left in cars happens. And
right.
so, you know, another subject that you can let me know if you want to talk about, but that goes into the awareness, and especially when we're not in our normal routine, just multiple things that we have to be aware of. But yes, to your point, they are very fast.
But just go, you can go to that point, especially now with the heat coming on, people leaving children. And I know you're only running in for 2 minutes. Excuse me. You start a conversation with somebody inside, it's 15 minutes.
Right.
And it's 90 degrees in the car.
Yes.
Right. Well, and sadly, this year in the U.S., as of yesterday, 13 children have died in hot cars already, which is higher than usual for this time of year, this date of the year. And, you know, typically we're talking about a child that was, quote-unquote, forgotten in a vehicle. But in the case of yesterday, a three-year-old accessed the vehicle that wasn't locked and then couldn't get out of the vehicle. And really, within the first 10 to 20 minutes of a scenario like that, it can be fatal for a child. Their bodies heat up 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's. The people don't realize how quickly the inside of a vehicle heats up. The temperature, cracking the windows doesn't help. It could be in northern states where people think, oh, it's cooler here. It's happened all over the country, and it takes a matter of minutes for children. And so we want to encourage people to keep their cars locked, even if you don't have children, because we don't want children accessing those vehicles.
I didn't even think of it from that point of view.
Yeah.
You're right.
We need to teach them that vehicles are not play areas. They should not be climbing into trunks. They should not be going into cars if there's not an adult present. And like I said, in your scenario, when it's not your daily routine, especially, having some kind of reminders in place with other people, whether it's the daycare center or a partner or the children's parents, just to have an agreement to call at a certain time and say, hey, how did everything go? Do you have the kids?
Right.
That can even make a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, you're right. It's very significant what you're saying. It's not in your normal routine. Because
you're not
paying attention 100%.
Mm-hmm. We also, there's not anything scientific to back it up, but these incidents tend to happen more towards the end of the work week. So we can speculate that it's when people are more tired, have more stress by the end of the work week. There aren't other scientific, there's nothing solid to base that on, but that's the trend that we see.
Conceptually, it makes 100% sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because your day starts off fresh, and by the end of the week, if you're doing something that's unusual for you, you don't have this 100% attention to it.
And your mindset, you're looking forward to the weekend. You've sort of left the work week behind.
Right.
And then another, speaking to possible scenarios with your grandchildren, medications in the home for older adults, whether you carry medications with you when you go visit the grandkids or if they come to your house, make sure, in the conversation of how to prevent falls, we want to keep things that older adults need on a regular basis in a place that's easily accessible so they don't have to climb on step stools or they don't have to be leaning and reaching in a way that could lead to a fall. But at the same time, if you're having those little visitors at the home or some families live in a multi-generational situation, we need to keep those medications up and away and out of sight for children because often they don't understand that it's medicine and not candy. And like we already talked about, they're very fast.
Oh, it's in their mouth. And that this is another true story that had happened to one of my other daughter's friends. The baby wound up taking either a Percocet or an Oxy, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew it because, the grandmother took it out, put it on the table to take it. Next thing, it was gone. They realized the kid took it. They got the kid right to the hospital. Whatever they gave, it worked out fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't see it happen, that thing would have went through the system.
Right.
And maybe a half hour later. I mean, this was another 2 or 3 year old. I don't. But it does. It's just
they explore. Little kids explore using their mouths, and it's just when you combine those two age groups, especially, we have to make sure that medications are out of reach for the little ones.
I agree. Just to change it a little bit, and this one I have no idea. I know I read once about 2 weeks ago is drownings for children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody's required to put fences and everything else here on Long Island, but it's still, it's...
Well, and there's a difference, and I apologize, I don't know, is it required to have three-sided fencing or four-sided fencing in Long Island?
Four-sided.
So that's great. And there's other things you can do. There's locks that you can put at the top of doors that lead out to the watered areas that children can't reach. There's alarms you can put on your doors. But again, none of those things will help if they're not used correctly.
Right. And anybody with a pool just has to be so aware.
Go, Amy. I was going to say, they call that a silent killer. People think if a child's going to fall in a pool, they're going to hear a splash. And that's not necessarily the case. A lot of times they might be reaching for a toy that they see in the water or something floating, and they will slip in, and it's pretty silent. And, you know, as soon as a family thinks a child's ready for swim lessons, I would encourage them to do that. But keep in mind that that also doesn't replace adult supervision.
No, I agree. At the end of the day, you bring a 2-3, any child, I suppose, 10 and under, to an area where there's a pool, it's your obligation to keep your eyes on him, not getting engrossed in a conversation and 10 minutes later say, where's my boy or girl?
Yeah, and, you know, on all of these fronts, whether it's, the car or the pool, we really want to encourage people to put their phones away. Be present with your family. And you hear this with distracted driving or texting campaigns out there. The call can wait. And it's really true, especially when you have those little ones. They're so fast, and there's so much potential for dangers. Like we said, we don't want to live in a bubble. We want to be out and enjoy active and enjoying life, but you've got to keep your eye on them.
Yeah, you said it a couple of times already. It's just being mindful that you have a responsibility, whether it's a parent or a grandparent or even the babysitter or a caregiver, whoever it is. At that point in time, the focus should be the child.
Yeah, and
it's not, you know, your cell phone. You forget about that. The cell phone has taken so much time away from people and from the little ones they're watching that you don't think about it. And 5 minutes on the phone could be a disaster.
Yeah.
Well, I know some parents feel like that's their business and that's how they make money, which takes care of their family. But whenever possible in that situation, then have a partner. You know, it doesn't even have to be a spouse, but like an aunt, a friend, whoever, also keeping an eye on the child if you have to walk away. It's even in the bathtub. There was a study not long ago where they surveyed parents themselves, and parents admitted that, yes, once they put the child in the tub, they walk away because they need a towel or soap. So, you know, a simple thing you can do to prevent that is get everything ready before the bath, before you put the child in the water. Same thing goes at the pool.
So
just
when
like
you sit down, your time is directed to the child and not looking for something.
Right. And a lot of that same study also showed that what people worry about when their children go to other people's homes, they often are not even practicing in their own home.
I agree. Actually, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to into a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.